Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 11, Scene 5, Upananda's Ishta Goshti. After Janmashtami, all the elderly members of the cowherder men assembled together, and Nanda Maharaj presided. They began to consult amongst themselves how to stop the great disturbances in Mahavan on account of the demons. In this meeting, Upananda, brother of Nanda Maharaj, was present. He was considered to be learned and experienced, and he was a well-wisher of Krishna and Balaram. Upananda was a leader, and so he began to address the meeting as follows. My dear friends, we should now leave here for another place, because we are continually finding that great demons are coming here to disturb our peaceful situation, and they are especially attempting to kill the small children. Why? Just consider Putana and Krishna. Oh, it was simply by the grace of Lord Hari that Krishna was saved from the hands of such a great demon. Then next, the whirlwind demon took Krishna way up into the sky. But by the grace of Lord Hari, Krishna was saved, and the demon fell down on a stone slab and died. Why, very recently, this child Krishna was playing between two trees, and the trees fell down violently, and yet there was no injury to Krishna. So Lord Hari must have saved him again. Just imagine the calamity if this child or any other child playing with Krishna were crushed by the falling trees. Considering all these incidences, we must conclude that this place is no longer safe. Let us leave. We have all been saved from different calamities by the grace of Lord Hari. So now we should be cautious and leave this place and reside somewhere where we can live peacefully. I think we should all go to the forest known as Vrindavan, where just now there are newly grown plants and herbs. It is very suitable for pasturing ground for our cows, and we and our families, the gopis with their children, can very peacefully live there. And near Vrindavan, there is Govardhan Hill, which is very beautiful. And there is newly grown grass and fodder for the animals, so there will be no difficulty in living there. I therefore suggest that we start immediately for that beautiful place, Vrindavana, as there is no need to waste any more time. Let us prepare all of our carts immediately, and if you like, let us go, keeping all the cows in front. Upon hearing the statements of Upananda, all the cowherder men immediately agreed. Yes, let us immediately go to Vrindavan. Everyone then loaded all their household furniture and utensils on the carts and prepared to go to Vrindavan. All the old men of the village, the children and women, were arranged on seats, and the cowherder men equipped themselves with bows and arrows to follow the carts. All the cows and bulls, along with their calves, were placed in the front, and the men surrounded the flocks with their bows and arrows and began to blow on their horns and bugles. In this way, with tumultuous sound, they started for Vrindavan. And who can describe the damsels of Vraja? They were all seated on the carts and were very beautifully dressed with ornaments and costly saris. And they began to chant the pastimes of child Krishna as usual. Mothers Yashoda and Rohini were seated on a separate cart, and Krishna and Balaram were seated on their laps. And while mothers Rohini and Yashoda were riding on the cart, they talked to Krishna and Balaram, and feeling the pleasure of such talks, they looked very, very beautiful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus ends Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.